Hello and welcome to More Like the Let's Experiment show about finding new homes for the lost and forgotten characters of Marvel Crisis Protocol. I'm your host, Lexa White, and with me this week is Will.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
One of the many, many, many Wills.
Yeah, there's a few of us. It seems like in this, Wills and Mikes are very common.
Mm-hmm. I am, to no surprise, not common name at all.
Yeah. Not too uncommon, though.
I have never met another Lexa.
Well, we have a Lexi that we're friends with, but yeah, not quite Lexa.
Yeah, I stole mine from a TV show.
Okay. You win then. What show?
The 100.
Okay. All right. Wow, I haven't even thought about that show in forever.
Yes, but Command Alexa, 100% the picture I strive to be to some extent, like, accounting for the post-apocalypse.
Nope. Nothing wrong with that.
So yes, for those who may not know you, would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure, I'm Will, half-assed ninja in pretty much all the Discords. Host of the GameStore Guardians podcast, team manager for Pork Roll Protocol, which some of you guys may have run into if you go to any events on the East Coast, and we had a big presence at LVO as well.
Yes. So. Fantastic. And now I must ask you, what character not in Marvel Crisis Protocol do you want to see in Marvel Crisis Protocol?
Okay, I think last time I was on, I cheated and did a box I'd like to see. But I've been on X-Force Kick since that's the team I wanted to play when I first started playing MCP. Mm-hmm. But there's a serious lack of OG X-Force. So I would love to see Boom Boom and Cannonball.
That is fair. I don't know much about OG X-Force because I came into comics in the 2000s, maybe even the... Guess what my first serious investment into comic books was?
I'm going to say X-Men, but...
No, the New 52.
Oof, okay. There were some okay things that came out of there. There were some changes, but yeah, there were some okay things that came out of there.
I am consistently more a DC person than a Marvel person.
Okay.
Because I think Marvel has a tendency to play it safe sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And you can call DC many things, but safe is not one of them.
Yeah, no, that's true. But for if you're unfamiliar with OG X-Force, because it went from New Mutants 100 to X-Force number 1. Mm-hmm. I believe the original lineup was Cable, Boom Boom, Cannonball, Shatterstar, Feral, and Richter. So I'd love to see all of those.
Yes. Feral is Maisie Williams in the film, right?
No, yeah, that's Wolfsbane. Wolfsbane. Very close. Very close.
I knew I was off there. I just couldn't remember the character's name. I want to see Wolfsbane, yeah, to be honest, but...
A lot of people thought Feral was Wolfsbane when she was first there, too, but then she's a different character.
Yeah.
Fair. But yeah, that's who I would love to see. Boom Boom and Cannonball.
That is fair. I have some of my dream packs as well. I mean, come on, Cloak and Dagger is sitting right there.
Yeah, exactly. Another one of my dream packs that I would love, just because I think it would be funny, if they gave another Hawkeye and Black Widow box, but have it be Kate and Yelena.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I also kind of want to see a Nico Caroline or Nico, oh God, what is the space lady? A Singularity.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Give Nico and one of her girlfriends in a box.
Yep, Nico would actually probably be really cool.
Oh, Nico is my number one character I want to see in this game.
Yeah.
Top five are Nico, the Stafford Cuckoos, Jessica Jones, Prowler, and Elsa Bloodstone.
Yeah, that's a good list. When I was at Everwinter in December, they did a You Think You Could Dev, so they had people make versions of characters they want to see, and one of the prizes was you got a 3D printed model and a custom card of that character, and Jessica Jones was one of them.
Well, if you want to join my Patreon and get access to the Morlocks Discord, you can see all the custom Marvel Crisis Protocol I've been making.
True.
I have been firmly staying out of the, with the exception of, like, the first couple things I ever made, I've been firmly staying out of the Marvel Playhouse, just because mm-hmm. those characters are eventually going to come out.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've been doing a bunch of Capcom characters so I can make a versus Capcom expansion.
Nice.
And some League of Legends characters, because I find the cross the translating those characters really interesting.
Yeah, and they have great character designs too. I mean, oh, yeah. I'm terrible at League of Legends, but I love the designs of characters.
Yes, just recently, well, relatively recently, I put out Mr. Blitzcrank.
Okay.
So. Yeah, he has some scary stuff, because Rocket Grab is very good.
Yes.
So yes, but who did you bring for us to talk about today?
Today I brought Squirrel Girl.
Yes. So we have done Squirrel Girl one time, which was in X-Force, back in episode 140. And she is fantastic, and I continue to contend she is one of the best picks in gymnastics.
Okay, why? I really need to know this.
Tippy toe takedown turns off reality gym.
Oh. Yeah, it does. Oh, that's great. Yep. All right. I'm on board.
Like, and, like, you don't even, like, she's good with the reality herself if you want to, but, like, she can vibe with basically any gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, like, they, half the time, they're not even going to declare the, you won't even have to pay one extra to turn off the gym. They'll just be their normal price anyway, because they get the free gem. So you just turn off their reality gem, and then they lose some of their investment.
Yeah, they lose some oomph.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mean, but I like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm totally on board for that.
And no one, I thought, played it at LVO. So I want to see it come out.
I kept hearing mumblings of Power Bob.
Power Bob came out? we thought Turn 1 on Patrol come out.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So there were definitely some interesting plays going on, but no Squirrel Girl that I saw.
Okay, well, if I go next year, I'll use Squirrel Girl.
Yep. So, affiliation-wise, of course, we're not doing X-Force, and we're not doing her two affiliated options of A-Force or Avengers. What affiliations jump out to you?
I've been thinking of a Squirrel Girl Defenders, like a Daredevil Defenders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one. Yeah, that's one that jumped out, because my first thought was X-Force, but you already did X-Force, because I just think she'd be great in X-Force.
Yeah.
And obviously. But, yeah, no, Defenders is definitely one I was looking at.
So, the thing that I find interesting about Defenders is she already gets so many rerolls.
Yeah.
Just innately.
Mm-hmm.
That even, like, the X-Force list, I think, is powerful because it allows you to unlock your skulls.
True.
But Defenders doesn't allow you to unlock your skulls unless I'm misremembering something.
Oh, you said that, and I just thought of something great. Maybe Red Skull 3 Cabal.
Yep, Red Skull 3 Cabal, I think, is a great call. She can really spike damage there and stuff. I want to bring up a lesser-loved new release.
Okay.
Killmonger Usurper.
I am so intrigued by that leadership.
Yeah. Because I think he wants characters who have pretty consistent attacks, which Squirrel Girl is pretty consistent, just getting two flat rerolls.
Yeah.
Where adding dice can allow you to get out of the place where you are either skull locked or allows you to utilize those rerolls better.
Yeah, I want to pull up his card, because I actually do not own him yet, because I just have not bought that box yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
I officially own everything at this point. Though
the only two things I did. Oh, go ahead.
Except my, I'm putting together Nightcrawler, and his head ran away, and I have carpeted floors.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it may never be seen again.
Yeah, I'm glad he came with extra arms, because I almost lost an arm.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, the only things I don't own are the new Rivals box and Dormammu.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking at it. His leadership does look like it would be super fun for her.
Yep. And you can also use it late in the game to just leave the token on her if you think you need the control more to get a extra entire use of her spender out the following turn.
Yeah. You know what? I'm on board with this Killmonger. I think that could be fun.
I think there are other options on the table still that I do want to bring up.
Okay.
Squoogle is an interesting piece at times because I'm thinking about Mr. Xavier.
Did think about him. He was one of the options when X-Force was off the table. I'm like, oh, what about Professor X?
Because
she couldn't contribute really to it. However, she can definitely benefit from the leadership.
Well, I think once she can start to contribute, once she starts to benefit, she contributes back because she has that free reactive superpower to bring the school back.
True.
So it's like you get a two power rebate off of any time you play the school, which means maybe you just play the school much more aggressively.
Actually, I don't think you don't generate power with that for the leadership because it's free.
Oh, you are right. You are right. Not whenever you activate it, it's when you spend power. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Xavier is an interesting option just because playing the school more aggressively, I think, is an interesting thing to do. That most people keep the school on her most of the time.
I do until I absolutely need to just delete somebody.
Yeah. You mentioned Rezco, Master of the World. She can be a bit of a battery at times, too. She can get so much power.
Mm-hmm.
And so also having Red Skull to use that power, I think, is very interesting.
There's one that just popped in my head, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I remember. Doc Ock, Sinister Six.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Doc Ock is just such an interesting model right now. My only dissatisfaction with Doc Ock right now is that he is backed up by the best options to play with him are kind of boring.
Yeah.
But I still think she's a great option in that list to look at. I also think she is an interesting New Doc character.
New Doc is so fun. Mm-hmm. I was running him over the summer at NashCon. He's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because of I think it's interesting the way that he allows you an out for rolling a wild where you don't want to move.
Yeah, that's a good point, because sometimes that place can be a little brutal.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice sometimes to get on a point, but there's times like, oh, I really don't want a place.
I don't think she's going to be bad anywhere. Just, I think she is an exceptionally solid model.
Yeah, she is. That Gwenpool and Squirrel box just like hit like wildfire when it came out, and then she just kind of faded away a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we are doing not quite back to back. There's an episode in between, but Gwenpool was 159, and this is 161.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, we've been talking about that box.
Nice.
But it seemed like I caught you really well with that Mr. Killmonger leadership.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that because the Plammers as Sweet Tea and Coffee, if anybody knows her online, Alyssa, I think she said that on Will's podcast, because it's like a hammer, but it's a plant, so it's a Plammer.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I think that's a good starting point.
So who is your second Wakandan for Killmonger leadership?
Killmonger's leader? I think you got to go Black Panther.
Which one?
Oh, that's the tricky one. I have heard, so far I've heard horror stories of King T'Challa just terrorizing tables.
Yeah. And you are suddenly making him a 9-die builder that can do that on turn one, probably?
Yeah. So, I think King T would be our heavy hitter in this list.
Also, I like Storm in Killmonger leadership.
I also like Storm in Killmonger's leadership.
Again, we're talking about a 7-dice builder suddenly.
Yeah. Just. Yeah, that's brutal. So, yeah, I think Storm definitely goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Who else from what? Do we need? Yeah, we need at least one more Wakanda. Uh-huh. Wakandan, I would think.
Do we want Okoye just to have that in affiliation too?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's solid. She will save someone's life.
Mm-hmm. I've been playing some Xavier, and Okoye in Xavier is a lot of fun.
Oh, I can imagine. Her bodyguard is always online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think we're a Shuri list.
No, because no matter what we do, it's only one damage. I mean, the control is nice.
Yeah.
And the rerolls are nice.
But I don't think we're a control list.
No. No, we're definitely not. It's definitely just aggression.
Uh-huh. But now, do we want to slam with Mr. M'Baku?
M'Baku is such a bully.
Yeah, he is.
Just beats you with that stick within an inch of your life. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think we could. I think M'Baku would probably be our last affiliated character. Just a nice beat stick right there.
Yeah. So now, who in your mind jumps out as characters that are good under Killmonger? Because I have a couple. Because I've been tinkering with this.
Okay, so let me look here. This one might be a little. How heavy are we on fours right now? That's an important question. All right, so we have 3 fours and a five.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that popped out to me, because I think it might be kind of gross, is Corvus Glaive.
Mm, Corvus Glaive, yeah, he has such consistent dice. I can definitely see that. Mm-hmm. Are we bringing reality, Corvus?
I don't think we can afford to bring reality, Corvus, if we have King T.
Yeah. So I think he's a very consistent dice, so giving him an extra dice is powerful, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can go on the maybe pile right now. We don't have to, like, settle on him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just the first one that popped out.
The first one I want to bring up, because we are low on threes right now.
Yes.
Is Miss Marvel.
Ooh.
Because just like she gets 3 rerolls and an attack in big form.
Mm-hmm.
And so adding a dice, you run out of reroll so consistently with her. Of like, true. You run out of things to reroll.
She gets in big and she can slap around some people.
Mm-hmm. And on you can give it to a turn one with the intention of taking the damage, so you have the automatic turn two and biggin if you don't have a good line up a good morpho punch.
True. Very true.
Another character in my mind is someone we talked about earlier, and he has 2 different versions that I think both like the leadership, and that's Doc Ock.
Yeah. I think we're looking at threes. I was gonna say because we're not looking at well laid plans, but we're not playing Spider Foes. But I think 3-point Doc Ock is very underrated. Like if he wilds, he's just smacking the hell out of somebody.
Uh huh. Have you ever felt the high of death decreeing a Doc Ock attack?
I have not. That sounds.
Yes. Thanos Spider Foes is quite a drug.
Spider-Foes, I mean, this is a little side tangent real quick. Mm-hmm. Spider-Foes is just so fun to tinker with.
Oh, yeah.
Because all their model, first of all, they have some of the coolest sculpts in the entire game.
Yes.
Secondly, you can slot weird things in there and still kind of have it make sense.
As someone locally put it, you only need 4 Spider-Foes.
Yeah.
But no, back in the day, showing how old I am with this game, Doom prophesying a Doc Ock would just murder everybody.
Wow. Yeah, that I can see how that would be effective.
Yeah. 'Cause 8 dice with double wilds is an average of like 4.5 successes per roll.
That just sounds great.
Yeah. And that can spike high enough where you one-shot a Thanos, which I have done before.
Speaking of one-shotting anything, when we get to tactics cards, I know we're not going to pick it, but man, do I love Inevitable Demise or whatever it is. I absolutely adore that card. Mm-hmm. Almost gotten it off so many times, but
yes.
That's a conversation for later.
Mm-hmm. Are there other characters that jump out to you?
I was just looking at somebody. I think Deadpool wouldn't mind a Plammer.
Yeah, I could. I can see it. Deadpool is such a consistent character that I don't mind him ever.
Mm-hmm.
But his power is coming when he gets to make a double attack, and the Plammer only gets to bonus one attack.
A turn. That's true.
Because they have to spend the token, so his rapid fire doesn't get the extra bonus.
Okay, yeah, then forget him. Mm-hmm. So, another stone cold killer, though, speaking of mutants, is X-23.
Yeah. X-23 can be Quakeray.
Yeah. And Brian Freddy, I don't know if you're familiar with him, just says I have a terrible love affair with her because she's just a great character.
Yeah. She's just a good character.
Yeah.
Also on the characters that I think do interesting stuff with it. How do you feel about Hawkeye in the current meta?
Unfortunately, Hawkeye is one of my favorite Marvel characters. Just because he's just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I never get to use him just because I just wind up, he's always like my 11th character.
That's fair. But I'm just thinking like making a 6 dice fast draw. And his ability to basically always attack.
Yes, because range 5 reaches out and touches anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad at putting Hawkeye in here, not at all.
Also, if you want places to play Hawkeye, try him in School 3.
Really?
He basically never has power issues. You can use the School 3 ability on fast draw attacks.
Okay, I can see it.
So, like, the downside of School 3's leadership basically never affects Hawkeye because he's always such a battery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a spender, so he'll never spend down to 0 to make an attack, basically, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Other characters. Also, there's just a suite of characters with 4 die builders who just love an extra die occasionally. Lizard being a prime example of it.
And Lizard would bring a nice element of control in here, too.
Yeah. But, like, still aggressive control.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with Lizard. Lizard is one of the most solid 3s in the game.
Uh-huh. And yet, he doesn't get splashed as much as you expect.
No, like, I've seen him. I mean, locally, we have somebody that plays him in Asgard. Mm-hmm. And I see him in X-Men. I actually see him in Web Warriors quite a bit as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, he's just a great, great 3.
Yeah. I think we already have our top end, so we're mostly looking for 3s and 4s right now, right?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know we already have a 2. Mm-hmm. But I want to bring this up just for posterity, people listening at home. I think OG Black Widow is pretty good in this because giving her a Plammer makes mixed technique much scarier.
Yeah, it does.
Making mixed technique from a 4-dice to a 5-dice deals damage stagger on a 2-threat. That is a difference maker at times.
It is. And she's another one that her card has never been adjusted. It's never been changed. Because she's, again, she wants that extra runner that can fight when she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And having 2/2s in here might not be a terrible idea if we want to go a little wide. So
yeah, might not. But we're trying to centralize around a couple 4s. There's only there's only so wide you can ever go.
True.
So yeah, which ones of these really jump out to you as the people you want to definitely put in the list?
Let me see, I think X-23 and Hawkeye for sure.
Fantastic.
And right now I'm trying to choose between Lizard and Doc Ock.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think Doc Ock would be a little scarier.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Doc Ock is terrifying. And we're going OG Doc Ock here.
Yes, OG Doc Ock.
Mm-hmm. That still leaves us with one more spot.
Oh, does it? Because I'm at 10.
I have Squirrelgirl, Killmonger Usurper, King T'Challa, Storm, Okoye, M'Baku, X-23, Hawkeye, and Doc Ock.
Oh, that's right, because we were undecided on Black Widow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think, then if that's the case, maybe we take Black Widow out and put Lizard in.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Or do we want, because we are currently sitting at 1, 2, 3, 4 threes, 3 4s, a 2, and a 5. Do we want to round out with a 4th 4? Do we want to round out with a 5th 3?
Let me take a look at our 4 options again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one thing I love, it's a good 4, and boy, do we have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I
think it might not be a bad idea to possibly put Winter Soldier Operative.
Yeah, Operative is a really interesting character. He also has that range 5 ability to touch someone. Mm-hmm. He also has an ability on his card that leads to one of the funniest interactions in the game.
What's that?
So he has Killbox, which is like tricks and traps on Green Goblin. Do you know the card Shuriken Arashi?
It's an electric card, isn't it?
Nope. That is a Shadowlands Daredevil card.
Okay.
You had the right box, at least.
Yeah.
And it's a 10-dice physical attack, but they get to make a move, and if they're in cover, you half it down to 5 dice.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
But if they move into cover, you can then killbox the terrain feature.
That's terrible.
It's not useful, but it's hysterical.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, and that's the thing. Sometimes I like just having those fun interactions in the list. Like, the odds of them happening are low,
mm-hmm.
but it's great.
Yeah. Winter Soldier Operative is a really solid call. Sadly, we do not get to play Slowdat because we're not one of the affiliations, but he's still, I think, an interesting and good person. Outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that would be the 10. I like Winter Soldier Operative a lot.
Mm-hmm. I also think Concussion Grenade is underrated.
Yeah. Stun and a shock. On a wild, you get shock and just stun if it does damage.
Yep.
Great.
And it's AoE shock, too.
Yeah. He is criminally underplayed right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite characters from the new core box. Him and the Black Widow are like my two favorite characters from the
core box. I was going to bring up Black Widow because I think she is the criminally underplayed one from that box.
I had her in my first run of X-Force and she was just a monster.
Yeah. Like, she does not die. And mm-mm. then when she does, you don't get her extract at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you play fallback on her.
Yeah. But I that may be more of a fallback issue than a her issue.
Sure. But I think this looks real solid.
So, crisis-wise.
Oof. Okay.
What type of crises are we playing? I think we're brawly, but I don't think we're super brawly.
True.
We may be gamma. I don't think we're demons.
No, definitely not demons.
Mm-hmm.
Gamma with King T terrorizing the middle, Squirrel Girl running up there and also being a little terror.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What would our 15 be, though? That's...
Let me
have to have Squirrel Girl in there. Let's see. We can include Squirrel Girl because she's the star of the show.
And fourth leader, Killmonger, Usopp.
Killmonger, Squirrel Girl, Storm, and M'Baku sounds terrifying.
And then we also have Killmonger, Squirrel Girl, T'Challa, Okoye.
Yeah. That also sounds just as terrifying because now they have protection.
Yep. I think 15 is an okay threat value for us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get Gamma in there.
Yeah, let's do Gamma.
I don't think we're necessarily a pay-to-flip team, but I don't think we mind a pay-to-flip.
I think it depends on the pay-to-flip. Like, I think possibly Sword Beast, as much as Sword Beast has burned me so many times. But Squirrel Girl, if she gets her place, can basically just reach an entire side of a sword base.
Well, Miss Marvel can reach all of the sword base if she has enough power with a single move action.
That is true.
I'm a big sword base lover, actually. I think sword base is a really interesting scenario that doesn't get enough appreciation. But I know I'm in the minority there.
Yeah, I had it in my X-Force list for a while, and it just kept screwing me. I'm like, I'm done with this. Get rid of it. But I think in something like this, being that we do have Miss Marvel and Squirrel Girl, King T has a pounce.
We don't currently have Miss Marvel. We have Hawkeye, who also can just get around.
That's true. He can get around. 23 can frenzy and get around.
Winter Soldier Operative can get around. Yeah, I think we're an okay sword-based team.
Yeah, I think we're mobile enough for it.
And I think trapping people at that, having two out of our three be that 15 point value is very scary.
Yeah.
I'd
be upset.
And then looking at Little Pataya, I'm also thinking we're not a bad Mutant Madman team.
No, I don't think so at all. Because, yeah, you can just set up and... I mean, we have two range fives. They can reach the other mutant madmen with relatively no problem.
And both of our range fives are for physical defense.
Yeah. That might be I don't think that's a bad call at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure our 18 is probably a little scary.
Yeah. Because we just add a Hawkeye to that Okoye, King T'Challa, Killmonger, Squirrel Girl team.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like gold. That sounds like.
T'Challa terrorize one side of the board, and the other side of the board is Hawkeye, Squirrel Girl, Okoye. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's just a murder blender on both sides. I love it.
Uh-huh. I do not think we are Hammer's team.
No, we have our own hammers.
Yeah, we want to break the parody of hammers, not make it line up.
Yeah.
I
just realized we have three Wakanda leaders.
Yes, we officially have three Wakanda leaders, and an X-Men leader that we can't quite play.
No,
where if only this was other Bucky, we could play X-Men.
Wow, yeah. Sure. Like, which one am I bringing to the table? Let's go.
We want to be the blender. We don't really want to get blended.
No.
Let me look at a thing here.
You know what could be fun is senators.
Yeah, I'm thinking senators. We do have some movement play throughout our team that works well. I think Hawkeye is secretly a very good senator character.
Yeah, because he could just grab one and pull back.
Yeah. And then he is still, it's very hard for them to get out of his range or get to him once he starts being able to place and move around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm thinking we might be a Montesi team.
Hmm.
Because we have a one big plantain attack, and then we can follow it up with a Montesi beam, and we all, no one's terrible into Mystic.
True. Yeah, Montesi, and that's not bad. Having, I mean, some people don't like the center grab, because, I mean, we do have some shenanigans we could pull.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Montesi seems like it'd be a good call.
And then finally,
looking, I'm like, I keep eyeballing researcher, but I don't think we're a researcher.
Yeah. I don't. So, actually, I think we might have some play on researcher just because we are a team that can play on, because we have the two range 5 characters, we are a team that can play on D's or B's and still affect the middle researcher.
Hmm. True.
Where opponents can't affect our D's and B's. That way. So it's like, because of our superior range, even if we're not winning the researcher every round, we are pushing damage through onto the researcher in a way that they can't onto our researcher people.
That's true.
I don't think we're like the best, but I don't think we're bad on it, and we've already talked about 15 being an okay point value.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, because I don't think we want alien ship, because I think alien ship would not be good for us.
No.
Skrulls would be eh.
Yeah. I don't think we want spider infected.
No.
Cubes is eh. And like Legacy Fibers or Paranoia are safe plays.
True. Is it researcher?
How much do you enjoy researcher?
Not at all.
Then let's not play it. If it's not something you enjoy.
That's true. Like, I like being able to play on researcher, but I don't want to bring researcher, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I like Legacy Virus. Because even if they have a midline steal, it's very unlikely they have a double midline steal. And so if we're going second, we can line up, they line up their midline steal, and we line up our pressure pieces, a range 5 pressure pieces, or a squirrel girl who can jump on someone across from the line that isn't getting the safe grab and basically forcing them to take an unsafe grab that we can really pounce on.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us 2 15s, 2 18s, and 2 19s.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like having multiple of the same point value. This way, it's like, okay, I kind of have a solid plan going in.
So now, there's one tactic card that we 100% have to get, which is Wakanda Forever.
Yep.
Now, the rest of the Wakanda cards are an interesting bunch.
Yeah, they are, especially now.
Yeah. I don't think this is a Spirit of Wakanda team.
Really?
Yeah, so it's, we don't, how do I phrase this? I think Spirit of Wakanda is, I don't think we're a turn one Spirit of Wakanda team.
Okay.
I don't think our splash characters really benefit from that early boost of power. And I think we prefer the combat options for restricted slots right now.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It does. Yeah, it definitely does. I was just looking because everybody always plays Spirit just for the power.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the other options nobody ever uses.
Yeah, I think we may be a, like, turn two, turn three heal or remove special condition off of or power in the mid game on, like, a gamma. But I don't think we are a turn one, do the shenanigans to play it.
Yeah, no, that I agree with. But I'm looking like, doing the special, depending on who you're playing against, special conditions or healing two from yourself might be useful. But we'll put that card in a solid maybe right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Wakanda Forever for sure.
Now I need to get your opinion on the tactic card I am most fascinated by.
Okay, what's that?
Trial by Combat.
I don't even know what that card does. Hold up, let me look that up.
So it's from the new Wakanda box, and an active Wakanda leader plays it for free, and you and a chosen character with an enemy character with an active leadership within three, both roll dice equal to your stamina, and whoever has the most attack successes, the other character leadership gets turned off for the round.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so fascinating.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's an interesting card that I have not seen played. I mean, that has a myriad of uses. Like, if you're playing into, like, Discount Steve, okay, all your stuff is regular cost now.
If you're playing into S.H.I.E.L.D., turning off the ability to catch up a victory point on the turn you're going to daze multiple people, oh boy.
Yeah. Wow, okay. And it's remaining stamina, so if you have somebody down to one.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. I like that card a lot. That's a card that's, like, right up my alley, because I love these janky, weird cards.
So it's getting in there?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to buy this Rivals box tomorrow.
The more you're like, ooh, this is interesting.
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually.
The other one I want to bring up, because I find it a fascinating card as well, also from the Wild Bus, is, oh god, I'm going to butcher this name.
Kaluna?
Kaluna's Glory.
Okay.
Where Killmonger gets a sort of pen and stare.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a nice card. Now, sometimes attack cards are a little... Like, what else does he have that he can spend 3 power on, though? Like, are his other attacks just flat out better? That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. And is his other new tactic card better? Which I think it is.
Okay.
Synthetic Heart-Shaped Herb.
Oh, okay. That's not a Wakanda card. That's a him card.
Yeah, that's a him card. Okay. And it can be used by both of them, and I think it's actually going to be terrifying.
Okay. Synthetic Heart-Shaped Herb. Let's see. There we go. N'Jaka. Oh, it was under N'Jaka. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gains the poison special condition of superpower. Choose an interactive terrain feature. Ooh, it gives him a throw.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's for the rest of the game he gets that throw.
I thought it was just for the round. Holy crap. Yeah. No, that's good.
Now imagine that in Criminal Syndicate, Killmonger. Ooh, buddy.
Ooh, funny thing is, like, I see him playing in Criminal Syndicate real well, so
yeah,
I like that card a lot.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
But you know what? This is the Squirrel Girl show, and we didn't even put in her card.
Well, we have two cards to talk about with her.
We do.
And I think one is a shoo-in, and one we talk about.
Okay, so...
They say keep your enemies close is so goddamn good.
It is. It's when I use either Squirrel Girl... Like, I used Helleforce last year, which was my Hellfire A-Force list. Mm-hmm. And Squirrel Girl and Gwenpool were both clutch in that list. Mm-hmm. Along with Agent Widow, which I know is much maligned, but I absolutely love Agent Widow.
Hey, Agent Widow is one of my favorite models in the game.
Oh, I know. You're right there with me. But anybody I brought her up to, like, why you put Agent Widow in the list? And then I play them with Agent Widow and, like, oh, that's why. Uh-huh. Parting Shot's great and going back into stealth. But
oh, yeah.
Keep your enemies close. Fantastic card.
Yeah. Do we actually bring Inexplicable Demise? It is the Squirrel Girl episode.
Oh, I love this card so much. I have come so close to just deleting Cosmic Ghost Riders with this card. I've always been one die face off. Although, we're not going to bring the card. However, my greatest play with this card was, again, in the Helleforce list. Mm-hmm. I was at ACO. I got the slow stagger root and stun on a Juggernaut.
Oh, he is so unhappy.
And then Agent Widow rolled up. With Widow's Kiss, a double Widow's Kiss into him, so it was a 210 die energy attack.
Yep.
So, I have a soft spot in my heart for this card, but I do recognize it's not a great card.
Yes. The only time I would bring this is if you also have Heimdall.
Yes, for sure.
So let's look at other character-specific cards we have. I don't think we're bringing the new T'Challa card.
No, I don't think so.
Storm and Okoye don't have cards.
Nope.
M'Baku has a card.
Yeah, Jabari Chieftain. Yeah.
Which
oh my
is...
God, why is blurry on me? There we go.
When another Wakanda character... during another Wakanda character's activation, you spend four, he advances medium towards them, and then the active character gets two additional attack dice, so that's suddenly a plus three dice swing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole activation, too, so that is that's a good card, especially under Killmonger leadership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, just going down the line, X-23 doesn't have any solo cards, Hawkeye doesn't have any solo cards, Doc Ock doesn't have any solo cards, and Winter Soldier Operative doesn't have any solo cards.
Well, 23 doesn't have any solo cards with an asterisk. Because you can argue that no matter the cost or exceptional healing, either one, could be staple to her.
Yes, but I'm talking about things that require them by name.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
It's always in consideration. And I think, let's get to this quickly. I think no matter the cost is also good on Schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah, because her spender is, like, cheap.
Yeah, and good.
Yeah.
Six dice, deals damage, they get bleed and stun, and then wild push.
Yeah, that was part of that whole combo I did with the Inexplicable Demise.
Yeah.
That's how Widow got up to 10 dice.
So then, I think we put that one in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are a Brace Sacrifice team?
Yeah, I don't think we're definitely... We don't need R&D.
Nope.
We don't need Patch Up. Brace is just... Yeah, you gotta take that in this day and age. In this economy, you need Brace.
Yeah.
And Sacrifice... You can't go wrong with Sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems to be the combo du jour.
Mm-hmm. And that leaves us one final spot. And I think I want to just point it towards mission objective because we are bringing Legacy Virus.
Yes.
And mission objective is just sometimes, oops, I win the game.
Yep. And there's a lot of rhinos out there.
Yep. And that gives us a full list.
That does.
So, for everyone at home, the full list is Schoolgirl, Killmonger Usurper, King T'Challa, Storm, Okoye, M'Baku, X-23, Hawkeye, Doc Ock, Winter Soldier Operative with Wakanda Forever, Spirit of Wakanda, Trial by Combat, Synthetic Heart-Shaped Herb, They Say Keep Your Enemies Close, Jabari Chieftain, No Matter the Cost, Brace for Impact, Sacrifice, and Mission Objective. Then for Sekiers, we have Gamoy sweeps across the Midwest, Sword establishes base on Moon's Blue Area, and Mutant Madman turns City Center into Lethal Amusement Park. Then for Extract, we have Mutant Extremist target U.S. Senators, Montesi Formula found, and Deadly Legacy Virus cured. That seems like a fun list.
That does seem like a fun list. That seems real solid.
Mm-hmm. So if people wanted to reach out to you, where could they find you?
I am Half-Ass Ninja with a Z, not two S's, because that's a long story, on all the Discords. GameStore Guardians podcast, you can find me on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there's anywhere else I am. If you're interested in the book I wrote a couple years ago that I'm working on, book two, Jake Howard Multiverse 101, you can check that out. It's on Audible. I know some people actually are listening to the audiobook on the way to Adepticon this week. So, cool. But, yeah, that's where I am.
And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/LexoWhite, where not only, as I mentioned earlier, do you get access to the Morlocks Discord, you get bonus episodes. They have been on a bit of delay, but they should be starting up again by the time this episode comes out. I should have sat down with the wonderful, wonderful Ed and had semi-regular chats, and we're finally lining up a date for the Godzilla Minus One episode. So that should be happening sometime soon. And I'm I'm looking at pinning down more of those. Apparently, it's just been a busy time for everyone.
Has been.
So, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
And keep experimenting, people.